This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome back to a session of sanity. Well, I think it's another session of sanity. I don't know what you think it is, but maybe chaos. Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with me. Thanks for just being part of the process here. I mean that sincerely. You know, I really do. I don't say it enough to you guys. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me, and whether it's on the air, you know, responding afterward. I prefer you respond during. I was going to kick out of some of your responses. But whether you're responding afterward or during and sending me some of your emails, you can always send me an email directly, and I read my own emails. It's not like I have a staff at 63, right? Joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So send me an email suggesting a topic, suggesting somebody we should have on, whatever it is, right? I mean, so I want you involved, and I want you engaged. And sometimes I say, maybe you see a book I don't see. Maybe there's something that goes by. Now, look, if you've been listening for any length of time, I don't do a lot of that conspiracy stuff. Because I think it's all over the place. And I'm really, sometimes, I've got a very close and good friend of mine, and we lock horns over this stuff all the time. And I always say the same thing to him. I want you to think about something. Just take 9/11. Do you know how many different conspiracy theories there are out there about 9/11? And every one of them, depending on who you're talking about, they're right. So which one do I choose? Which friend do I lose over which one I choose? And half of them, I don't care how smart you think you are, half of them, this is funny, the government could never carry out. We give them way too much credit sometimes. So I don't do those stories. Because they always come back to bite me. And I don't know which ones you write. And don't send me an email saying, well, I'm right because I've been looking at this for 20 years. Because I can match you up with another email that says, I'm right because I've been doing it for 21 years. And they're different than yours. So we don't do the conspiracy theories. We do, you know, social stories. We do crazy stuff. I mean, look, again, Alex Jones is on the same network as I am. All right? InfoWars is on the same network as I am. And I don't want to disparage any of our people or any of our, you know, got a lot of great hosts over at GCN. And that's not what I'm doing here. But no matter what you think of him, no matter what you believe of him, he is being shadow banned, right? MailChimp has banned him now. They won't allow him to send out emails. Facebook has taken his page down for 30 days. I mean, we go through the whole list of what's been done to him. YouTube on his videos. You know, you think about this stuff. So, with what I told you a little while ago, where Keith Ellison is trying to get Amazon to stop selling or putting out conservative books, conservative brochures, whatever, and now you've got Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and others pulling down somebody like Alex Jones. And remember, I'm not defending his stories. I'm defending his right to tell them. I'm not saying he needs to get his message out. I'm saying he has a right to get his message out. The only caveat here with all of this is, remember, these are private institutions. These are private organizations. We know that when we sign up for them. We know that when we start working off of them. And they have a right to ban you. They really do. I know it irks you when I say that, some of you want to say, but they have a right to ban you. You cannot on one side of your, out of one side of your mouth talk about freedom of speech and, you know, free enterprise and capitalism and rah-rah American flag, and then on the other side say, no, I'm going to force you to put messages out you don't want to put out, even though you're a privately owned company. True capitalists will walk, and they'll use their purses. They'll use their wallets to show you who they support and who they're behind. That's what we should be doing. Use your wallets. Use your purses. That's how you get the message out. I mean, really, think about it. I've got an email list of almost 50,000. We don't use MailChimp. And the group that we use won't ban us because they're a conservative group. You have to go out of your way to make it happen on your own. You have to go out of your way to find other ways to make it happen. Years ago when I first started, I found a guy to do special programming for me that allowed it to happen. We found the right resources so that we could still get our message out no matter where we were being blocked or how we were being blocked. But you can't do that with Twitter or Facebook or Google or any of those because they all get together. They're all on the same page. Right? I mean, think about it. They're all on the same page. They're all working for the same thing or towards the same thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate it. Now, I'm seeing something here. I don't know how true it is. Ohio is too close to call. And there are some outlets reporting that the District 12 special election, this was the one, but see, we should have taken this by mega numbers. We've always taken it in the past. We should have taken it by mega numbers. You Republicans, you conservatives, and even you decline the states that don't want to see socialism kicked in, you need to get out there and vote. So right now, it looks like Republican Troy Balderson defeated Danny O'Connor, but by such a small margin, it's too close to call. I wouldn't be comfortable saying he won. It's less than 1%. Now they'll go back and start counting provisionals, or there'll be a recount. Some states have an automatic recount for anything under 1%. So we'll see how that ultimately turns out. We'll get to my God stories in a few minutes. As I told you before, religious persecution is far from gone since Donald Trump became president. Not his fault, it's ours. We'll be back in a few minutes.
On Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans, how can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's amazing. amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be.
We are back. You know, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GO, 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a bunch of things going on up there. Same thing with that Facebook thing. I even hate to even mention it. I may stop mentioning it because they're not doing anything for me. Why should I do anything for them? And not that I can hurt them. But anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, You know, a lot of you we've talked to about in the past and now and about religious persecution. And I said it before, I'm going to say it again. It never stops. This aggravation never stops. It keeps going. Because they get away with it. It's too hard for the president. It's too hard for anybody to keep up with. We could do 3 hours of stories on this every single day when it comes to religious persecution. But the thing behind it is, and I know what's going to happen. I know the emails are going to get on this one. It's one group. It's aimed at one group of people. It's mostly aimed at Christians. Why we cause so much trouble? Why a coach that wants to pray when everybody's gone off the field, done, in the middle of the field, thanking God for nobody getting... I mean, just the fact that nobody got hurt is a big deal for the coach. And he gets out there and he thanks God for it. And some of the kids come back and join him. They're not forced to. They're not even asked to. But they come back and they join him. How is that a problem? I'm trying to understand why this is an issue. Why is this a problem? Decorated Army chaplain at Fort Bragg in North Carolina could face a possible court-martial and even military prison after he simply explained to a soldier he couldn't conduct a marriage retreat that included same-sex couples because of his religious beliefs. I want you to think about that. Okay? I mean, here again, we're back to you're going to force me to do something I don't believe in, that I can't believe in, that I can't... Why in God's creation... This is something I've never understood from people on the left. Why in God's creation would you want to force somebody to teach you or to work with you or to help you make your marriage better, right? Because you want somebody that's going to be in your corner, that's rooting for you. He's not rooting for you. And sending them to jail won't make him root for you. And matter of fact, what you'll end up doing is you'll end up teeing off that sleeping giant that's out there that I keep seeing more and more people, what do they call it? They're becoming woke to. And there are other chaplains that don't have a problem doing this. So why not? Nobody's stopping you from being able to counseling for same-sex marriage. You are trying to force a certain person, a certain group into doing that when you know they can't. Or they won't because of their beliefs. Because, you know why? Here's the difference. They really believe what they say to believe. They don't just kind of, sort of. They really believe they have a God to answer to, not just kind of. It's not a social event. It's not a social belief. It's not a social justice issue. It's an actual belief system to an actual God that wants you to adhere to actual rules. There's a concept. And that's why I get the biggest kick out of when I hear a lot of Democrats talk about, you know, they want to break the law. Now, they don't stand up there and say, I'm going to break the law. They'll say, I don't agree with the law, so therefore do this. No, you don't break the law, especially if you're a lawmaker. Change it. Get together and change it. An Army investigator under the command of Major General Kurt Sontag recommended Chaplain Scott Squire be found guilty of dereliction of duty for taking 3 business days to reschedule the Strong Bonds marriage retreat. He was prohibited from facilitating. Now, Squires was officially accused of discrimination. It's endorsed by the Southern Baptist Convention's North American Mission Board. According to the board policy, chaplains are prohibited from conducting strong bonds events for same-sex couples. The policy clearly states that endorsed chaplains will not conduct or attend a wedding ceremony for any same-sex couple, bless such a union, or perform counseling in support of such a union, nor for any kind of relationship training or retreat on or off a military installation. Now, there's no way the military board didn't know that these things were in place. There's no way the military board didn't know, because you have to be endorsed by a religious organization. You have to be ordained. You have to be part or under or have a license from or a certificate from a religious organization to be a chaplain. Right, and believe it or not, there are atheist chaplains, but they're also ordained, if you would. They have a certificate. I don't know what they believe in, but they have a certificate. You know, this works both ways. If I'm on the battlefield, I'm in the Army, and I've been hit by a bullet, and I want somebody to come pray for me, I don't want an atheist chaplain praying for me. Get away from me. What are you going to pray for? What are you going to believe? See, I believe that two people come to God. Two people, right, come to the presence of the Lord. He doesn't know the Lord. He doesn't believe in the Lord. He thinks I'm a nut job for believing in the Lord. Why do I want him praying for me? There's nothing there. Get away from me. I mean, I'll break bread with you. I'll have dinner with you. I'll talk with you. I'll play cards with you, whatever. But I don't want you praying for me. And that works in all kinds of stuff. You know, this is one of those places where segregation works. And I'll tell you why it works. You cannot, a Jew and a Christian, can we pray to God Almighty for the general welfare of something? Sure we can. Sure we can. But I can't pray with you for my healing when I believe my healing comes from what Christ did for me on the cross and you don't even believe in Christ. How does that work? Right? I mean, and I think some of you are confused. Some of you will talk to me later on. Here's the problem. You don't believe. I mean, you can't. You cannot believe. If I'm sitting there telling you something about what I believe to be truth in Christ, truth in God, and you don't believe that, how do you get in line with me? How do you shore me up? You can't do it. And it's not fair to ask you to. See, here's the difference. I wouldn't ask you to do it. It's not fair. I don't care whether you're a Muslim. It's not fair for me to ask you. You're a Jew. It's not fair for me to ask you. Or you're a Buddhist. It's not fair for me to ask you. You cannot get in line with my belief systems. You have your own. You might respect mine. You might not ridicule me for having them. But believing is a whole different animal. Boy, I go off on that one, huh? We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We're going to talk about religious persecution that's still taking place today. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You listen to The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California is now about the size of Los Angeles and the largest in the state's history. The hot, dry, windy weather is fanning the flames and making it more difficult for firefighters. CAL FIRE's Heidi Morris.
They can't fly today because of visibility from smoke, and it's still hot and dry, and the humidity is low.
Negotiations continue over the conditions for an interview between Special Counsel Robert Mueller and President Trump. The president's legal team is prepared to respond in the coming days to the latest proposal from Mueller, which limits the number of questions about obstruction of justice. But they still wanted to ask him those questions in person. The president's lawyers don't want any questions asked about obstruction of justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Al Wade, put your rollerblades on. Inline skates. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. We're talking about the religious persecution that still goes on. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care what religious belief you are. Look at the numbers. Look at for real. Remember, this stuff can happen to you. It's not just the Christians. Eventually, it happens to others. Now, we've got a chaplain who's facing a possible court-martial and jail time because he refuses to counsel. He's a Christian chaplain, and according to the group that ordained him and his own beliefs, he cannot counsel a same-sex couple. Can't do it. I mean, can he physically do it? Of course he can. But he can't do it because of what he believes. All right? He can't be pushing and blessing a union that he thinks that God doesn't bless, or he believes that God doesn't bless. Can't do it. Right? He can't offer a retreat, bring these couples out on a retreat, and explain to them how to have a more loving, a more intimate relationship when it goes against his core belief system. And the difference, I've said this before a million times, between the right and the right would go find somebody else to do it. The left is going to force you to do it. Like it's going to make you... It's almost like you're trying to punish other people and scare other people. I don't know. When Squires realized that he could not participate in a Strong Bonds event, he rescheduled the conference to accommodate a lesbian couple with a chaplain who could. Doesn't sound like he was trying to be hateful to me. He tried to work it out so they would have the coverage... Oh, I don't want to say the coverage, the training they were looking for. It's just that he couldn't do it. He actually went and got a chaplain that could do it. Think about that. And then he rescheduled so the lesbian couple and the chaplain would have the same weekend or days open. But that wasn't good enough. Feels like the baker thing. There's another baker down the street, but that wasn't good enough. They're going to force you no matter what. They're going to make a point, although they're not making much of a point anymore. They're actually turning people off. Had Squires participated in a marriage retreat, he could have risked losing his endorsement by the Southern Baptist. Likewise, the Army requires the chaplain to adhere to their endeavors or endorsers' rules. So the Army says you have to do what your endorsers tell you to do, but then when you do it, the Army says you're going to be court-martialed and sent to jail. You cannot win this. He went on to say, I simply did what I was required to do under Army regulations and my endorsers' rules. I'm shocked that I would even be investigated, let alone threatened with punishment. That's because a lot of the leaders that Barack Obama put in place to run these groups, to run, to sit in these positions of authority, are still there. Maybe we need to put some pressure on them. Maybe they need to go to true equality classes, don't you think? The Army investigator determined that while Chaplain Squires is protected by the shield of the First Amendment from being compelled to act in violation of religious rules, there are limitations to that when you're in the military. The shield that is afforded to, you know, Chaplain Squires doesn't permit Chaplain Squires or any soldier to use the shield as a sword to cut off the rights of another. Well, what rights did he cut off? The other one has a right. Matter of fact, there is another pastor. There is another way, another chaplain that they can get that from. So they're not losing anything. The only thing that they're losing here is that particular chaplain won't be teaching them. That's it. The investigator knows that the soldier's sexual orientation is a protected status that is prohibited from being used to preclude her benefits. Yeah, the problem is, again, he has to go by the rules of the group that sponsored him. Now, the investigator's findings and recommendations clearly violate the 2013 National Defense Authorization Act. Policy states that, in part, no member of the armed services may require a chaplain to perform any rite, ritual, ceremony that is contrary to the conscience, moral values, or religious beliefs of the chaplain. Isn't this great? So, I want you to think about this. So, the left is pushing to court-martial and incarcerate somebody who is following the rules, following the law, and doing what they were told to do, trained to do, and that's to them, it's terrible, it's nasty, it's disgusting. They shouldn't be doing it. It always seems to bother them that somebody's actually following the law, right? And then when they want you to follow the law because it's something that benefits them, they get mad at you when you don't. The United States Army, acting under the command of Major General Sontag, is threatening to punish one of its chaplains because he followed the rules. Think about that. That's according to First Institute Liberty Institute, Mike Berry. The Army or Congress must hold Major General Sontag accountable for allowing the aggressive anti-religious hostility against its military chaplains. It's true. You can't have it both ways. You know, you're sitting there trying to figure out, what should I do? What can I do? What can I do? Well, what's the book say? The rule book for the Army says this. I do it. Then I might be court-martialed. It ain't right. And it's not fair. You want to talk about equality? You want to talk about fairness? It's not fair. It's not fair when you have somebody, you give them guidelines, you force them to live by it, they do, and then you don't like the fact that what the outcome is from them living by the rules, and then you want to move them along. You want to incarcerate them. I think there's a more sinister thing going on here. Because we're seeing stuff like this happen more and more in the military. You can't even have, you know, here are guys that are jumping in front of bullets for us, right? They're fighting, putting their lives in harm's way for us. And if they put a scripture on the wall in their dorm, on their note wall, if you would, to remind them that God, whatever it is, they can get trouble for that. So here's something that gives somebody the energy, the courage, you know, a scripture, knowing the Lord is with him. You take a scripture, and it gives him promise and hope, and he can't have that. Now, you've got to drag me down to your level, where you have no promise and hope, and you just hope that things work out okay. You think that things might work out okay. Then your life, at the end of your life, when your heart stops beating, you simply become worm food, and you have to pull me down to that level. You have to ridicule and make fun and get me in trouble because I do believe there's an afterlife. I do believe there's an eternal life. I do believe there's a supreme king, supreme king and creator that I'm going to get to spend time with. That you have to ridicule me for. That I have to get in trouble for. That I have to go to jail for. and your miserable little existence that says nothing means anything, there is no hope, there's no happiness, that's it, this life is what you have, and you turn to worm food afterward, that I'm supposed to buy into. You'd be happy if I... You wouldn't even be happy because you're still not happy. But you wouldn't, you would, you're not going to be happy until I buy into that. But yet you want freedom for all. You don't mean it. You really don't mean it. Barry told the local news source that the federal law and army policy both make it clear that chaplains have to remain faithful to the tenets of their faith. See, there was an option here. This is what's bothering me about this. There was an option here. This was not hurting that lesbian couple at all. Not at all. Other than the fact that maybe their feelings got hurt, that chaplain... I mean, if you know anything, if you've been alive, if you've been conscious for 15 minutes, you know that Christians, mainstream Christians or fringe groups, will not condone, will not celebrate same-sex marriage. They won't do it. So why would you force them? What do you think you're going to change? Just asking. Major General Sontag must, he's got to reject the investigation right away. Again, you're putting them at odds. It's just like what happened here in California when the federal judge overturned some of the laws of the sanctuary city, saying, look, you're flying in the face of federal law. You can't do that. You have to adhere to the federal law. Same thing here. You have a law. You have a rule that you live by in the military. You can't just change it for this particular case. Right? So think about this. What's really interesting about this is the language used by the Army investigator. Specifically, the use of the words shield and sword. In 2015, People for the American Way published an article titled Religious Liberty, Shield or Sword. In 2016, former intern director of Secular Coalition for America, he also co-authored an article called Religious Liberty is a Shield and Not a Sword. Talk more about that on the other side of the break. Religious Liberty... Religious persecution, still alive and well. We'll be back in a minute.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I always appreciate the time you spend with us. I really do. Send me an email, joe at therealside.com. That's joe at therealside.com. And let me know. You know, let me know who it is that you'd like to see on the show, the topics you'd like to discuss. You got a book that maybe you've read or you've seen. You know, and you want me to maybe have it on, maybe to speak to the topic. I mean, we've done it a million times. You know, the one that I get the most amount of conversation around, which I think is great, is the what's his name? We had him on last week, Walt Heyer. I call him a double transgender, and I don't do that in a light way. I mean, he went from male to female, back to male again, and he talks about really what the problem was. It wasn't his body parts and pieces. And he talks about how he got all the help in the world when he wanted to go from male to female. When he wanted to go back, nobody would step up and help him. Nobody would give him a hand. Nobody was interested in helping him out. And that's pretty sad, because here he was stuck. He was just stuck. Talking about the religious persecution, it's not gone. It's still there. I mean, there are plenty of people in positions of authority in this country that are hated just because they have a belief system. And we were talking about the chaplain that may be brought up on charges. He could go to jail over this, even though he was following the military rules by the book to the T. And it was because of, if you're just tuning in, you're a little late, a lot late, really. You can go back and get the last segment, because I'm not going through the whole thing again. But the bottom line was this, the chaplain could not, was not willing to do a retreat, a couple's retreat with same-sex couples. He couldn't do it. You know, and there are things going on here that just don't make sense. Right? What's even more puzzling about all this is the behavior of the same-sex couple. If they really felt like they needed this marriage retreat, if they really felt and they were determined to make this thing happen, why didn't they attend? Right? I mean, seriously, why didn't they just attend? There was another one. There was one specifically scheduled to fall within their time frame with a chaplain that was willing to do it. Are you telling me they were so devastated that there was no way they could go? There was actually a chapel there that was understanding, that would have you know, understanding to their cause, and would have been more than happy to work with them. So it really wasn't about them getting the training, getting the class. It was more about them getting exactly what they want when they wanted it. Right? I mean, think about it. It was what they want when they wanted it. And it's not going to stop anytime soon unless we... When I say rise up, I don't mean rise up with sticks, clubs, flaming torches, and that kind of crap. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you have to push back. You're going to have to open your mouth and push back. You're going to have to, you know, when somebody comes at you and says something, is even in casual conversation, if you're talking about something like this, and somebody says to you, "Oh, that's wrong. Those chaplains should have to whatever, you know, they should have to teach classes no matter who's in it." Well, that's not true, and it's not right. They should be allowed to live out their faith. That's why they became chaplains. Like I said earlier, if you're just tuning in, one of the things I said earlier was, "Hey, here's the deal." You can't expect these people. You can't expect someone who doesn't... Look, it's like the baker and the photographer. Don't you want people who are supportive and who are going to rejoice with you, who are going to celebrate with you your marriage, your coming together, whatever? You know it's not going to happen. It's in this particular case, it's not going to happen. So why force it? I mean, seriously, why force it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, billboards depicting evangelist Greg Laurie's holding a Bible. They were removed from a popular outdoor mall in Southern California after numerous complaints and at least one serious threat. What was the serious threat? They're going to burn down the billboard? That's serious, yeah. They said, "We've had some people complain about the Bible. Would you consider changing the art?" Really? What do people do? An epileptic fits? What happened? I mean, the whole thing, SoCal Harvest, Greg Laurie, and the problem is he's holding a Bible, and I don't even say holy, I don't think it says Holy Bible, and I can't see it, but it doesn't look like it. What's funny is it almost looks like he has a rainbow flag behind him. You would think he'd be fine with that. But because he's holding up a Bible, and it's in view of the public, oh my God, can't have that. Right? They had a couple of people call, and one serious one. And they wanted to change the art, to take the Bible out of his hand. Well, what's the harvest all about? What do they think they're going to, a cornfield to pick corn? When you're talking about a Christian harvest, you're talking about souls. You're talking about bringing people in for Christ. It's not about what you're going to eat or might eat or might not eat. Oh, the lunacy of all of this. The billboards were supposed to promote the upcoming SoCal Harvest Crusades. They're expected to draw tens of thousands of people to Angel Stadium in California. Now, the promotional display featured Laurie holding a generic black book. Think about that. A black book. They didn't even say Holy Bible. I told you that. along with the photographs of Mercy Me, Phil Wickham, and other Christian musicians. Basically, people are offended not just by the Bible, they're offended by someone holding up a black book, Lori said. What's the Bible? I mean, soon, what are they going to do? When you go to a bookstore, they want to put them in the very back row, in the back corner? The management of Fashion Island declined to tell the Todd Stern's radio show, who broke the story, why they took down the billboards, but the contract between Harvest Crusade and the shopping mall included a clause about the right not to display any materials that could be construed as vulgar or offensive. Now, we Christians are both vulgar and offensive, apparently. I want you to think about how far into the toilet we've gone. That the Bible being... My God, it's not even the Bible. The guy... Okay, obviously, unless you're, like, brain dead, it's obvious it's a Bible. But think about this. Holding up the Bible now is offensive and vulgar. Where did we hear the toilet flush? Because that's about where you're at. Toilet should be flushing right now. After the initial complaint, the Christian organization revised the advertisement to include only the word harvest, which is really sad. Should have had the whole thing in there. I wouldn't have backed down. I'm stubborn like that, though. I wouldn't have backed down. Let it stay up. They can't handle it. I've paid for it. What's offensive about harvest? What's offensive about wanting to pull people together so they have a better, a longer life? Right? Do they get to know the love of God or the love of Jesus as we know it? What's wrong with pushing that? Right? I mean, seriously. What if it was come learn about Muhammad? What if it was come learn about the prophet Elijah from the Nation of Islam? Would that have been okay? Come and learn about the teachings of Buddha. Would that have been okay? I mean, I'm really, what is the ultimate? These are Christian people. The message is going out to Christian people. Show up at a Christian event. Take somebody if you want to, but not mandatory, right? Anyway, it's just amazing. Now, this is going to continue, people, till we step up. And I know a lot of you won't do this. Those of you who live in Southern California, Fashion Island is a big place. You know, go into the management office there. Say, because you pulled a Greg Laurie billboard, I'm going shopping over at such and such a place. I'm not shopping here anymore. They get enough of those. With the few little phone calls I'm sure they got from the freedom religion freaks that, you know, usually will say, hey, we need you to do this. We need you to do this kind of campaign. Right? We need to make noise. We are a big part of the population. Why aren't we making more noise? Why aren't we coming together? Why aren't we doing more things? But just because somebody's complaining, you're always going to tee off somebody. But just because some or a few or a handful of people are complaining, why do we stop? I do not understand. Maybe I'm not smart enough to understand. I don't know. But I definitely don't understand why we stop. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me, I should say. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know some of you hang out through the whole 3 hours, and I think that's wonderful. I really do appreciate your time. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And you know what? I love the fact that you're involved. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here tomorrow, because we'll be back here tomorrow. You're listening to The Real Side.